Welcome back to the Investing for Beginners community. I'm your host, Johnny Insignias. In today's video, we are going to talk about the benefits of dividend investing. We're going to examine what types of stocks are best suited for dividend investing and how to evaluate their performance and some strategies that may help ensure success with your dividend investing. I will also talk about common mistakes investors make regarding dividends so you know what pitfalls to avoid. All I ask is you smash that like button and subscribe if you haven't already, and let's get started. Why would it be good to invest in dividends? Well, we all know that investing can help build our wealth over time, and there are lots of options out there. But one strategy that is often overlooked and yet highly effective is dividend investing. And as a lot of you know that watch my channel, I am huge on dividend investing, as well as many monthly paying dividend stocks and ways to make money monthly through dividend paying stock. By investing in stocks that pay dividends, you can reap the rewards of even greater returns on your money faster than if they didn't pay dividend. What makes dividends so attractive is that they provide a reliable income stream, which means more money in your pocket. You don't have to wait a year or 2 years down the line, and you don't have to buy and sell a position. You could buy and hold long term and get these monthly or quarterly paying dividends to you. Now, that's because with dividend investments, you get paid back a portion of the stock's profit. That means you don't have to worry about huge losses due to market fluctuations. Even better, dividend payments can help your portfolio grow over time, especially if you would reinvest those dividends. That's because when you do reinvest those dividends into more shares of the same stock, you can benefit from compound returns, which means that the value of your stock increases, and so does the amount of money in your pocket because you'll get paid more dividends in the future. I have a whole video on compound interest calculator, and how you can become a millionaire by simple compound interest. If you want to watch that video, click the link above right here. The first thing we wanted to talk about in this video was the benefits of dividend investing. Now, when making money through investments, dividends are among the most appealing option to me personally. Now, I love making monthly income. I don't want to buy a company for $10 and then in 20 years sell it for $100, right? Oh, great, you made 90 bucks a share. What I want to do is invest that $10 repeatedly every month, every year, and compound and make more shares of a particular company and then get more dividends per share. So then in 20 years, I didn't just sell it for 90 bucks. I'm actually making $90 a month every single month. Moving on, as mentioned before, this is because they provide a steady income without having to worry about the market fluctuation or unexpected losses. Further, they offer a certain amount of capital protection and have potential for long-term growth. There are a lot of dividend aristocrats out there, and I personally have over 30 dividend videos or videos that are about monthly paying stocks, quarterly paying stocks, REITs, or real estate trusts. They have to pay 90% of their income in the form of dividends to their shareholders. So if you want to check out some of those videos, I will link the playlist up here above, and you can see all those videos on different monthly paying stocks out there. Dividend investing also has a benefit of diversifying your portfolio. As opposed to relying solely on a single stock or a single investment, with a diverse portfolio that includes both stocks, bonds, and even REITs, monthly paying stocks, and then also being able to protect yourself against downturns in specific market sectors, this is a great advantage because dividend investing offers that you receive a dividend from qualified companies. You only pay taxes on them at a rate of your tax bracket rather than at a higher corporate tax rate that could apply to other types of investment. Now, again, that just means more money in your pocket at the end of the day. And finally, dividends provide consistent returns, which makes them an attractive option for retirees who depend on their portfolio for incomes. Now, my channel is mainly attracting people out there that are between the ages of 24 and 34. And even then, I know everyone out there likes to receive money and see that their investments are paying off right away. It's a good feeling to know, hey, I put $100 into this account and a 30-day later period, you're already receiving receiving a dividend compared to putting thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars in and not getting any compensation for it except for the value or stock price going up over time. Dividends are an awesome way to make more money. Moving on to number two, which stocks are best suited for dividend investing? A lot of stocks out there. There are many stocks out there. There are thousands and thousands of companies. But when considering which stocks are best suited for dividend investing, it's essential to look at three factors. Financial stability, which means they have low debt levels. Earnings growth, which means they have substantial profits. And payout history, which shows they have historical track record of paying out dividends consistently on time through years of paying those out. So companies with these three characteristics tend to be strong candidates for dividend investing, as they are less likely to reduce or eliminate their payments unexpectedly due to external factors such as recessions or industry disruptions, or even just like one company, like a tech company, blowing up and getting a lot of hype and then going down and crashing and burning. Right, it could happen. How to evaluate the performance of companies paying dividends? Well, once you've identified which stock you want to invest in based on their financial stability and payment history, it's essential to evaluate how well those stocks have performed before committing any funds, right? Before putting any money up front. Now, you should consider analyzing both short-term and long-term performance data, including stock price changes over different periods, such as 30 days, 90 days, 180 days, 1 year, 3 year charts, 5 year charts, 10, 20 year charts, max year charts, right? There's a lot of information out there, as well as identifying how well a company's market share has grown over time relative to its peers. So you want to invest in a company that is steadily rising, not steadily decreasing. Even if their dividend yield is increasing, their stock price could be going down, giving the illusion that their dividend yield is going up. You don't want to fall for that trap. So in addition, looking at a company's fundamentals like management efficiencies and sales trends can add insights into whether a company may be worth considering for further investment research. So along with all that, if you're still watching this video, I congratulate you for wanting to take the steps on figuring out a way to invest in solid companies. Now, I have a huge list of dividend companies, and I have videos on all of them, so that way you don't have to do all this research and try to figure out all the ins and outs. Now, again, this is an investing for beginners community, and I want to be there to help you. So, moving on. Strategy for successful dividend investing would be a few simple things. Now, in addition to examining the performance of the companies paying dividends, there are some strategies investors should employ when engaging in dividend investing. First, choose a quality stock pick. Choosing a stock with a good track record of successful performance will help ensure better returns over time. These are dividend aristocrats, aristocrat kings. I'm sure you've heard of those before. Again, like I said, I like Realty Income O for any beginner starting out. Spread out investments. Now, many investors opt for spreading out their investments across multiple markets, so any downturn occurs in one sector, they don't significantly impact their overall portfolio. I would say probably about 5 to 10% in each sector. There are many sectors out there. Don't put all your money into REITs. Don't put all your money into tech stocks. Spread your investments overall. That way you do not get burned if tech goes down, or if REITs go down, or if a specific market like metal, gold, silver, something like that goes down. Diversify, understand what you're investing in, and that will help you to limit your overall losses, and then give you more exposure to gains while limiting your exposure to losses. Now, staying informed, always keep up with news related to each company you invest in. Again, this could happen if you are short term, but again, I wouldn't really focus too much on news. It says, you know, I would stay informed, but don't worry too much about it if you're long term. term, right? Prices are going to fluctuate, but you do want to make sure that you focus on management, any upcoming news that could hurt them legally, lawsuits, things like that, that could send the company down. And at the same time, if it's a strong company and you believe in them, you could take that opportunity with the share price at the lower point, buy more, and hold out for when it goes back up. Again, do your own research on that, and then rebalancing your portfolio when necessary. You know, if you feel like you're getting a little bit overbalanced in a certain point, or you're not, you know, you have less outperformers and more underperformers, then definitely look into your portfolio, adjust it, rebalance it by selling off some of the winning positions, and then you could reinvest some of that money into the underperforming ones, or sell off the underperforming ones and reinvest it into some of the ones that are winning, right? That's all personal preference. There's no real best advice on that. No one to take your losses, no one to take your profits, and ultimately we're investing to become financially free and, you know, one day retire and live comfortably. So make sure you make the right decisions. Now, before we get to final thought here, common mistakes to avoid when investing in dividends. This is what we wanted to talk about before. Now, historically, dividend investing has been a profitable strategy. However, like all investments, there are some pitfalls to be aware of and avoid, which can maximize returns over the long haul. Now, failing to research. Too often, I myself have also looked into companies that don't necessarily fit what I'm trying to do. Sometimes I make hasty decisions without researching them all the way through. And it's important to always conduct thorough research before investing. You know, hey, this is a 12% dividend yield. That's great. Let's buy some shares. And then you realize later that they've actually, they're down 30 or 40 or 50% for the year. So not the best, right? Do your research. Now, not diversifying across industries. Can't say this enough, that investing in companies within multiple industries helps spread out your risk. If you are only invested in gold, invest in real estate, what happens if the real estate market crashes? Or only tech stocks, you know, you can't only be invested in Apple. What if Apple, something happens with Apple, right? So you have to diversify. And then don't forget about taxes. When receiving dividends from qualified companies, you only pay taxes on them at a rate, your tax bracket, rather than higher corporate tax rates. And then not considering other investments. Dividend investing may be a great way to generate income and grow wealth, but still, it's essential to consider the potential returns of other types of investments as well. If you can make 10% on dividends, great. But if you can make 20 or 30% in a different area or different business, then I would say definitely go for it. My final thoughts for this are dividend investing can be one of the most successful and reliable ways to grow your wealth over time if you reinvest the dividends and use compound interest to your advantage. Now, by evaluating a company's financial stability, payout history, and performance, you can choose a quality stock that provides reliable income with minimal risk. Additionally, make sure that you are employing strategies such as diversifying across multiple markets and staying informed about market changes, selling when needing to sell, whether that be to make a profit or to cut a loss. Make sure you do that. Information and knowledge to back you up for those choices. Now, finally, you must be aware of common mistakes investors make when investing in dividends. So know what to avoid. And if you have any other questions, just reach out to me or leave a comment. And remember, with the proper knowledge and strategy, dividend investing can be an advantage to any investor looking to secure their financial freedom. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this video. I have tons of other videos for you to check out, so check them out right here. And if you haven't, subscribe to my channel, and we'll see you in the next video.